Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring the topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. Today I want to talk to you about our role as user experience professionals. How do you see your role? Where does it start and stop? Are you somebody who implements the ideas of others, or do you see yourself as a leader? Do you see it as your job to promote your company's products or services online, or are you a champion of the user experience? You see, many of us, I think, are closer to being traditional marketers than we are actually user experience professionals. Let me explain what I mean. For years, most companies worked something like this. The founder or some senior executive decided that the company should sell a product or service. Marketing was then expected to sell that product or service to the public, and they would do so through a variety of techniques, from advertising to incentives, discounts, and more. But what they would never do is challenge or change the product. That wasn't their job. For the most part, this worked. Consumer choice was limited, and so if the product had some rough edges, then there was little people could do about it. If they were unhappy, they had no real voice to complain other than to stop buying. But then if they did, the marketer would just move on to the next person. Today, on the other hand, things are very different. Today, people have access to every competitor at the click of a mouse. Today, a single customer can damage the experience, the reputation of an entire company. The quality of the product and service therefore really matters. Traditional marketing is becoming less effective at compensating for product shortcomings. Enter user experience design. User experience design should do what it says in the name. It should enhance the experience of the user, and your product is at the heart of that experience. Sure, you could argue that this is more customer experience than user experience, but that's all semantics. But many so-called user experience professionals would never consider questioning the product. Sure, those of us who work on digital products may get to shape the product. They get a say in its direction. But for the rest of us, we work on essentially promotional websites. So we fulfill more of a role of a digital marketer. We do our best to present the product in a good light. We create a site with an easy-to-use interface. We even write compelling copy. We design attractive infographics and demos. But we never question the product. We never suggest how the company could improve it to be more user-friendly. Imagine if Uber had set up another cab company, but with a fancier app. Would it have been a success? No, probably not. It was the improvement in the service itself that differentiated it from every other cab company. The fact that you didn't have to hail a cab or pay with cash or worry about the driver taking you the long way round. What has made Uber a success is their ability to improve the experience of the product itself. I worked with a university once upon a time that had hundreds of courses. They offered so many courses that the choice was just overwhelming. And many of the courses only had subtle differences that were impossible to understand. It was ruining the experience and leading to choice paralysis. Yet, did I do anything about it? Nope. Not a thing. I saw it as a constraint that I had to work within. I didn't even argue when they decided to rename courses programs, a term that meant nothing to most students. It wasn't my job to challenge the product. But in hindsight, I would say it was my job. The product was a part of the experience, and I called myself a user experience designer. Sure, I didn't have the authority to change the product, but that shouldn't have stopped me from asking why we couldn't change things. It shouldn't have stopped me pointing out that the experience was being damaged because of the product. It shouldn't have stopped me pushing for a better experience. In the end, I did start asking why the companies couldn't improve their product. I did start pointing out problems with products that were causing issues to the user. I started showing how improvements could differentiate a company in the marketplace, how it could provide a competitive advantage, how it could reduce the need for traditional marketing. Sometimes management will listen to me, sometimes they don't. After all, changing a legacy product is not easy, There are a lot of big challenges involved, challenges that many organisations don't have the drive to overcome. But, and here is the thing, at least now I'm doing my job. At least now I am a user experience advocate and not just a pixel pusher. And I would encourage you to do the same.